Morning's topic is a very large topic. I mean, it's a question that we have to ask every single mitzvah that we do. Everything we do in Yiddishkeit, should we be sitting, should we be standing, should we be lying down, should we be leaning? There's a famous machlokas about should one be lying down or sitting or standing during Kriya Shema. So every single mitzvah has this question, what you should be doing. So it would be impossible to discuss every application in this morning's shiur, but I wanted to discuss it because Sfiras HaOmer is one of the main sources, if not the main source, as to standing up when performing mitzvahs. So if you take a look at number one, we had mentioned this the other week. The Rambam writes a chiddush. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Tamidim U'Musafim. This is the section of the Rambam where he discusses karbanos, and in that conversation he talks about the halachas of Sfiras Omer. We discussed why that is relevant, his connection of Sfira to karbanos. So he comments in Halacha Chav Gimel, Shachach v'lo mona b'layla, if a person forgot and didn't count at nighttime, mona b'yom, he counts during the daytime, he can make it up. And then he adds, V'ein monin ela m'umad, a person only counts when standing up. And if he counts sitting down, he's yotze. So our practice everywhere is to stand up when reciting Sfiras Omer. So at nighttime, when we say the bracha, we stand up. And even during the daytime, if a guy isn't saying the bracha during the day, and you have to count, you still stand up when you count Sfiras Omer. But this is the Rambam. If you look throughout Gemara, you don't find such a discussion anywhere, that you're supposed to stand up for reciting Sfiras Omer. So the Kesem Mishnah comments in number two. He says, "V'ein monin el ma'umad." Where did the Rambam get this halacha from that you're supposed to stand up? Kasev Hari ben Geus shezeh kabbalah mipi rabosenu. This is a tradition that we have, a mesorah that we have from our rabbis. Vasmechu akra. It's based on a pasuk, a smachta. It's not really a source. Vasmechu. They were so mech. The pasuk says in the context of Sfiras Omer. It says the word common. The pasuk. Karibe Bakuma, your person should be standing when counting Sfiras Omer. It's based on a pasuk, but it's really an esmachta. It's a Kabbalah. It's a tradition that we have that you're supposed to stand up when reciting Sfiras Omer. But there's no halacha, there's no gemara, there's no medrash, there's nowhere that actually indicates that this is a tradition that we have. This is what the Rambam has. This is what he learned from his rabbis. Then the Kesem Mishnah adds, Ubizohar Parshas Titzave Kosev Sod Hadavar. There happens to be a secret, a sod, that lama tzarach limnos mumad. So maybe at the end we'll discuss it very, very superficially, what that sod might be, but it's based on sod. As a side point, it's unclear whether the Rambam was aware of the Zohar and those Sifrei Kodesh. It's a discussion academics talk about, Rabbanim talk about this as well, unclear whether the Rambam was aware of this. It could be the Rambam knew this from the Zohar, if he was, in fact, aware of such a halacha. But again, it's not. We don't really know whether the Rambam knew this. If you take a look at the Rambam, in his Hakdama to Perish Mishnayos, he talks about the difference between halacha and agada. He says, agada is sod, that the Chachamim hid all the secrets of the Torah in Agadah that's found throughout Shas. So the Rambam seems to be aware of sod. Whether they knew the Zohar or didn't know the Zohar, unclear. But that might be the source where the Rambam knew that one is supposed to, in fact, stand when reciting Sfiras Omer. So when it comes down to it, what's the reason why? Either it's based on sod, it's a Zohar, it's a Kabbalah. We don't really know the reason why, what's behind it. But the Gra says there's might be a special din within Sfiras Omer. The Asiyas HaMitzvah must be done in such a way. Now, for example, it says by Shema B'Shach B'Chov Kumecha. You're supposed to, there's a certain Gzeres HaKasav, you're either supposed to sit or you're supposed to stand. So there's a special Gzeres HaKasav, it says B'Koma, the Drash is B'Kuma, you should stand up when reciting Sfira. It could be a special Gzeres HaKasav related to Sfira and that's it. Or it could be a special din of Kavod HaMitzvah. When a person does a mitzvah, you're supposed to stand up and show kavod. There is an inyan of showing kavod when performing a mitzvah. But it's not really an inyan of the mitzvah itself. So this is a discussion that Hari Kedem talks about. What is the nature of standing up when it comes to reciting Sfiras Omer? So he points to a couple of gruz. We'll go to those sources in just a second. But the way he says it, just to make it clear, he says, the din of me'umad, the din of standing up, we're going to look inside actually number three for a second. Number three, Hilchos Tzitzis. The Shulchan Aruch writes, Yis'atev b'tzitzis v'yivarech me'umad. A person is supposed to wrap himself in talis and say a bracha while standing up. It's the inyan of me'umad, standing up. Now, even though the Shulchan Aruch says v'yivarech mu'umad, you say the bracha standing up, the Mishnah Berurah says you're also supposed to do the atifa standing up. The bracha should be recited standing up, and the ma'isa mitzvah also should be recited standing up. So again, what's the reason of standing up? So the way the Hari Kevin explains this, is this in and of mu'umad, something practiced b'chol ha-mitzvahs, and Sfiras Omer is the source that all mitzvahs you have to stand up for? But it's not about the etzma mitzvah, it's a din of kavod ha-mitzvah. It's a special, anytime you do a mitzvah, whether it's tzitzis, whether it's tefillin, whether it's learning, whether it's tzedakah, you always stand up. The din of kavod ha-mitzvah, any mitzvah. Or, he says, perhaps, it's something unique to Sfira, and only mitzvahs that are similar to Sfira are going to be chayav to stand up. So which mitzvahs are similar to Sfira? Mm-hmm. So the Gra writes in several places, whenever it says mu'umad, to stand up, there's a gzer sakas of a gzer shavet lachem. So he points out, for example, I'm going to pull this up in Hilchos Tefillin. We're going to go back to Tefillin in just a moment. Do we stand for Tefillin when we put Tefillin on? Do we sit? So Ashkenazim, we stand. We'll see that inside. Sfardim, you sit. So we'll get to why that might be. But the Gra writes on that halacha, the Gra says, that is this a general Indian of kavod mitzvah, that all mitzvahs you stand up for were only things like Sfira, and only when it says Lachem, it says the word Lachem by Tzitzit, it says the word Lachem by Tfilin, it says the word Lachem by Havdal, Hivdaltim Lachem, only where it says Lachem do we learn from Sfiras Omer. So, again, Tfilin says Lachem, Tzitzit says Lachem, happens to say Matzah also in Lulav as well, Lulav says Lachem, Lachachem, Lachem by Lulav. Wherever it says the word Lachem, it tells you go back to Sfiras Omer and stand up as well. But where it doesn't have Lachem, then those mitzvahs we wouldn't stand up. It's a special inyan of Sfira. Or again, is an idea of kavod a mitzvah. Whenever you do a mitzvah, you're supposed to show kavod to a mitzvah. Whether it says Lachem or not, we don't really care. Whether it's tzedakah, whether it's, I don't know, name any mitzvah, whether building a makkah, you should always stand up for mitzvahs just to show kavod. But let's say you don't do the standing up. Everybody agrees it's not ma'akif. If you don't stand up when putting on tefillin and talis, you certainly get the mitzvah. But the point on Hari Kedem, is it going to be a chisaron in the ki mitzvah, or just lacking in the kavod mitzvah? If I put talis on sitting down, my mitzvah is still a good mitzvah, I just lack in the kavod mitzvah. Or, when I put my talis on sitting down, I'm actually losing out somehow, even in the fulfillment of the mitzvah itself. So is it a kiyum, is it a, in and of a, rather kavod mitzvah? Or is it in and of a siyasa mitzvah? You hear the difference? You hear the chiluk? So that's the basic idea. We're going to go through just different places in halacha where we see this interesting question coming up, whether one should be sitting down, rather sitting or standing up.
Did it tell you in the bracha and the asiya?
Say that again?
We talk about the bracha or the asiya.
So when the Sfiras Omer being the source, it says mana. The Rambam just says counting. So just in and of a siyasa mitzvah, if you take a look, actually, the way the Mishnah Berurah writes in Hilchos Tzitzis, I'll pull this up right now, the halacha is, as we saw inside in number 3, Yisati Patitas V'yivarech Me'umad. So, is that Me'umad in Shulchan Aruch going back on V'yivarech, or is it also going back on Yisatif? So, the way the Mishnah Berurah says this, Rota Lomar, Ha'atifa V'habracha Shteyem Ba'amida. Both have to be standing up. How do we know? Atifa, it says Lachem in the Pasuk. We learned that from Sfiras Omer. From Me'achel Chermesh Bakoma. Vidarshina Bakoma, it says Lachem for the Atifa. And the Bracha, he writes, we have a general idea of standing up for Brachas. What happens, let's say, most of us don't say Bracha on the Tzitzis, Talis Katan, in the morning, because we rely on the Talis Gadol later on. So should you stand up when you put on Talis Katan in the morning, or are you allowed to sit down? So what would you guys say? You should stand up, right? Why? Covenant Mitzvah, right? So Rosh Shlomo Zalman points out, though, the atifa is really the mitzvah. So if most of us don't do atifa, it's brought down in Hilchot Tzitzis that there are those who do atifa. I've never seen it. My brother-in-law, when he was learning in Lakewood a number of years ago, when he was dorming there, he saw a guy doing an atifa on a talis katan. So atifa to wrap a person. So it's hard to do with this talis katan, but to do the atifa when we put talis gadol on, some do that on talis katan, most don't, but it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, such an inyan. So if there's just a levisha, just putting them on, so there's no Indian of standing up necessarily. You'll wait later on when you put on talis gadol, that's when you'll do the real atifa. But if you're going to do natifa, even on talas katan, remember, there's no bracha, because most of us don't say bracha when putting on talas katan, because we rely on the talas gadol later on. So in terms of the levisha, it's brought down from Shlomo Zalman, one does not have to. You can. But one does not have to stand up for putting on talas katan.
But if you're not putting on a talas katan, then there is a bracha for
talas katan. Saying. Yeah, so then that's your ikar mitzvah then. Whether you should be doing a tifa or not a tifa, that's another shaila. But that's if you're only wearing a talas katan, if you're single, seemingly you should stand up. You say the bracha standing up. You should do the levisha standing up. But we're talking about a situation where you're wearing a talas gadol later on.
The whole point, usually the chachamim follow the deraisa, the main deraisa. They try to make it like, if you don't find brachas, the only bracha you find to... The only bracha that you find in the Torah really is benching, and now we do sitting down.
Right.
So that you would think that the main deraisa.
It's very different benching here. It's a very good point. Benching is deraisa, and according to many Rishonim, birchas Torah is also deraisa. But benching is after the meal. It's a bracha that's a mitzvah. It's not a birchas a mitzvah. Birchas mitzvah is prior to the mitzvah. It's a bracha that is a mitzvah, but it's not a birchas a mitzvah. It's not the nature of it. It's not such a good model. But for birchas haTorah, which itself is a birchas haMitzvah, lechora one should be standing up when saying birchas haTorah, because we stand up for all birchas haMitzvahs. So look at the, you don't have it inside the front, I don't think you have it in front of you, but if you pay attention, at least I'm going to read now, in Hilchos Tefillin. There's an interesting machlok is whether one should stand up or sit while putting on tefillin. So the Rama writes, Yesh misha kasav, l'haniach shel yad miyushav v'shel rosh mumad. So that's what the Sfaradim do, right? You sit down for a yad and you stand up for shel rosh. But medinos elu, says the Rama, but in our countries, lo nagu kein, that's not the Ashkenazi practice, elishtein mumad, we put both on standing up. So this is a fasting. Sorry?
What's the reason why they sit there?
So take a listen to this. So Mishnah Berurah quotes, this is a well-known Mishnah Berurah, as you'll see why in just a moment. Ayin b'magin Avram. So wrote to Lachria, the Hanacha Shayat, Tia Miyushav, HaBracha, Tia B'mida. He says, maybe they say the bracha standing up, and then sit down when putting on the Shayat. But the Elia Rabba and the Marashal all say, the Mi Lanu Gadol, who's greater, Me Rabbeinu Shimshon Mikinon. Who is he? Acha Shalamad Kabbalah, this individual, this great tzaddik, learned Kabbalah. And after he learned Kabbalah, he was mispalil kitinok ben yomo. This is not the practice of how the Mishnah Berurah normally writes. It doesn't describe a history of who an individual is. But this great tzaddik, Reb Shimshon, after he learned Kabbalah, he was so machni himself, he davened like a little baby, pointing to every single word in the siddur. Okay, so that's who he is. D'mi shelo yachol lahasik sodo al nachon, yavo lakatetz benetios. This is the Mishnah Berurah pointing out that those who don't understand Zohar, Sod, Kabbalah, should not engage in this understanding because it could be very dangerous. That's the four who went to the Pardes and crazy things happened. Al-Kain, Yabrach of Anacha Bamida. Mishnah Berurah is saying in a very nice way, the Magen Avraham, you're a great tzaddik, but you were not immersed in Kabbalah as Rabbi Shimshon Mikinon. Stand up for both the Bracha and stand up for the Hanacha as well. He quotes the Be'er Gra, who quotes from the Zohar that you're allowed to stand up when putting tefillin shayad, and therefore he says, Al-Kain ein lozuz me'aminag, don't change from the minag. There's a well-known Gra, the Gra writes, I think every single, Zohar is very cryptic. We all know, those who've seen the Zohar, those who haven't seen the Zohar, we all know that's very cryptic. It's hard to understand what the true intentions are of the Zohar. The Gra writes, the halacha does not contradict the Zohar anywhere. Every time, whatever halacha is, it's always consistent with the Zohar, except for, I think, three places. I don't remember the three places. So the Gra, and many times we see the Mishnah Berurah quote him, the Gra reinterprets the Zohar so that it's consistent with how we paskin. So he says the fact that Ashkenazim stand up is not a contradiction to the Zohar. The Zohar also means to stand up for tefillin. The Sfarim had a different understanding. But what's behind this, to answer your question, is it's all Al-Pi Kabbalah. That's what Mishnah Berurah is telling us. It's Al-Pi Kabbalah, which we don't fully understand. And then he has this famous klal here, that what happens when you have a steer between Kabbalah and Halacha? Which one wins? So he says, he lays out, Kol davar shebalei ha-Kabbalah v'azor cholkin im ha-gemar v'poskim. Whenever there's a machlokas, the din is Halach achar gemar v'poskim. We say, Lo b'shemayimi. The Zohar Kabbalah, we all agree to it. But Lo b'shemayimi, and however we pass him down here, we win. Right, that's what Kadosh Baruch Hu says after the big fight in Bav Metzia. He says, "My Nitzchani, they defeated me. Lebo Shemai me. Whatever they say goes." That's how the Mishnah Berurah understands it. But he adds, "Im Bale Kabbalah Machemirin, Yesh Lachmir Gamkin." If there's a certain chumr, if there's a contradiction, we prefer halacha over Kabbalah. If the Kabbalah doesn't go against halacha, it just adds an additional chumr, let's say, so then we would prefer, we would go with like the Kabbalah. And im lo huzkar b'gamara b'poskim. If it's something that's not mentioned anywhere in the Gemara, it's not mentioned anywhere in the poskim, af apishin nizkar b'kabbalah, even though it's mentioned in Kabbalah, ein anu yuchom lachof linho kach. We can't force someone to do it, but you certainly can do it as well. And v'din she'ein muzkar b'hipach b'shas b'poskim, if there's no contradiction to it in the Gemara, then we holich achar divrei Kabbalah.
So this is interesting. You know, it's not a Gemara. It's not clear what even the sheet of the Kesef Mishnah, right, that he brings down, if it's all brachas or just this, right? I mean, is it just Sphira or all the brachas?
Correct.
It's not clear.
Correct. But it sounds like from within Tefillin itself, there's a Kabbalah within Tefillin. So within Tefillin, it's independent of Sphira,
right,
about standing or sitting.
Uh-huh.
So it's unclear how to read it. So the Minhagim have separated it in different ways. And it just lays out how it is in terms of a Sphira. Now, other Sephardi poskim don't agree with this Mishnah Berurah. They who learn Kabbalah as part of the Mesorah for many, many generations, they oftentimes, Rav Avadia, I don't think, agrees with this, but I think Rav Mordechai Eliyahu does say that Kabbalah actually does trump halacha for the Sephardim. So there's Yeshu Yeshu, it's a complicated topic. It's funny, I went to this, Rav Weimer mentioned that he and I went to this retreat outside of Atlanta this past week. We were there for a few days, a rabbinic retreat. And there was a rabbi there who I was in shiur with many years ago, Rosenzweig shiur. And then afterwards he asks me, when did you start putting on tefillin? Two pairs of tefillin now. I said, you know, it's a Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch talks about wearing, I didn't make this up, Rabbeinu Tam. I learned the sugya and it was quite convincing. So we got into a whole discussion about wearing Rabbeinu Tam tefillin and whatever. It was a fun, it seemed that the core of it, he was upset because some people who were Bali Tshuva from Chabad started davening the shul and they put Rabbeinu Tam tefillin on it, and then the Ikr, the Tofil, they're not keeping halacha in this area, but they're wearing Rimakwin and Rabbeinu Tam tefillin, and it was distractive during Chazar Sashad, changing the tefillin. Anyways, it was a fun conversation. But that was a... what?
You're one of those now.
Who? Right. I'm one of those, right. Okay. There is a famous idea brought down from Rav Soloveitchik. I think Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky writes this as well. They raised the question of... there are three times that we stand which are all questionable in halacha. One is, the most common one, is we stand up during Vayivarech David. At some point we stand, Vayivarech David is some reason why we stand up. Az Yashir makes more sense. Shir Asayam, we stand up when we sing the song. But why from Vayivarech David do we start standing up? That's question one. Right, and then he asks, at a chuppah, we all stand up, many of us stand up when the chassan and kala walk down. And they ask the basic question, well, he's not a chassan yet. Ah, chassan domu lamelech? Well, that's when he's married, he's a chassan. But beforehand, we call him a chassan, but he's not a chassan yet. So why are we standing up if he's not yet domu lamelech? And then the third question he asks is, when it comes to Bikurim, when the farmers bring the Bikurim, Bikurim is the Shavuos time, so when they bring the Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash, everyone stands up, the Mishnah says. Well, why are we standing up for the people of bringing the farmers? And so they both say, Rav Soloveitchik explains, that there's an inyan of standing up for those who are osei mitzvah. Up until now, we discuss those who are performing the mitzvahs, show kavod to the mitzvah itself, but to show kavod to those other people who are performing mitzvahs, that's inyan of standing up. So now we're standing up, the chassan and kala walking down the aisle to the chuppah, they're about to perform a mitzvah, we show kavod. We want to encourage more people to do mitzvahs. So, you know, those who are, let's say, don't want to get married, so we stand up to show there's an inyan, we show kavod to those who are performing the mitzvah of Kedushin v'Nisuin. And Vayivarech David, like you said, Mati, that the practice is when it says Osher v'chavod to give tzedakah, based on the Arizal. So Osher v'chavod, so you give tzedakah, so you want to show, you're giving tzedakah, we stand up for the person giving tzedakah. And same is true of the farmers, that probably the hardest situation. Farmers had a very hard time, certainly depending on the season, giving the first fruit, the ripe fruit. It's a Mesiras Nefesh, which we can't really appreciate. So they come. The halacha is we stop what we're doing, you stop selling products, you stop in the middle of your business, you stand up and you show kavod for the farmers bringing the bikurim. So there's an inyan to show a certain kavod of mitzvah of those who are being osei mitzvah as well.
Today, nowadays, we stand up for the stand up before the Erev Kavod. The one before that, we stand up. Why?
No, that's part of it. It's a paragraph. We don't want to stand up in the middle of the paragraph. We stand up.
No, before we stand up.
I thought the Seer says you, after Baruch Hashem you stand up. For if I Baruch David, you're supposed to that paragraph.
Tzedakah, but I think our scroll says the one.
Oh yeah, I don't think so. I'm getting some shaking of head. I think it's by Baruch David.
No, it's not.
Yeah, yeah, I don't think so.
It's part of actually sit after.
Oh yeah.
In the middle of Baruch David, you sit for Az Yashin Ishtava.
Oh yeah, you do.
Yeah.
Interesting.
You would think they would stand by.
Yeah. Okay.
When you Chad to Bavram, then you sit.
And what about for Az Yashin during Kriyas HaTorah? Do you guys stand up for that?
The machlokas also.
Okay, but, we'll get to that.
Stand before the aliyah, so this way, when he gets the aliyah, you stand right away instead of at that moment. So this way, it's
right. The whole aliyah, right?
The whole Rama.
We'll get to that in a sec, I guess, in a little bit. Yeah, Yaakov.
Most people stand up when a baby comes in. When the kfater brings the baby, is that the same?
Lechorah, it's the same thing. Yeah, that probably makes sense. Everyone stands up kfater, and lechorah for the performance of the mitzvah. It's a very good point. Yeah.
Could be
Eliyahu Navi as well. Unclear when he exactly does he come. Maybe said beforehand, but maybe for Eliyahu Navi.
The Siddur says, Baruch Hashem, the Omer by name. That's when you stand before that.
Oh, yeah, could
that's
be.
Paragraph before Baruch.
That could be Nisach Ari. That's you, Davin, right?
Yeah, the article.
We'll look up afterwards. I think I have Baruch David for many articles. Either way, so we see this Indian to stand up for that, for those who are performing tzedakah. What about Kriyas HaTorah? I know there's a big machlokas whether one should stand up for Kriyas HaTorah. Weinberger, for example, sits. I stand, whatever that's worth. We often do the opposite in things. So, my son Yeshaya, he asked me to start standing for Lechadodi. So growing up, I would sit down for Lechadodi. That's what my father did. My father did it just because that's what he did. I don't know. Maybe his father did that also. I don't know. So he asked me to start standing up for everyone. I don't know what goes on behind me. I have no idea what goes on behind me. I only see when I turn around and everyone's standing already. I don't know who's standing, who's sitting. He told me everyone in the shul stands except for me. So I started standing out L'chadodi. So people do different things. So Kriyas HaTorah, should one stand for Kriyas HaTorah or should one sit? So let's go to number five. First, number four, rather. The Mishnah in Maseches Megillah Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. The Mishnah tells us when it comes to Kriyas HaMegillah, HaKoreis HaMegillah, Omed V'Yoshev, which means you could either stand or sit down for Kriyas HaMegillah. That's allowed either way. And the Gemara comments, number five, Tana, Mash'en Kim B'Torah. When it comes to Kriyas HaTorah, one should not have the option, one does not have the option, one should stand. Menachem Mila, how do you know you should be standing for Kriyas HaTorah? So Amar Rabbi Abo, Damakra, V'Ata Poi, Omed Madi. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is standing with us during Kabbalah HaTorah. And Amar Rabbi Abo, El Mole Mikra, calls him at the posting that said it, Yevshar L'Omer, we couldn't say it on our own. But Kiviyachla, it's a dip to say, Afa Kadosh Baruch Hu Ba'amida. Of course, we can't describe a Kadosh Baruch Hu in any physical way. He doesn't stand, he doesn't sit. But somehow the Torah is describing that there's some Amida that took place at Kabbalah HaTorah. And the Gemara goes on to explain that when a person learns, should he be standing, should he be sitting? So in really, the Gemara says that one should stand when learning. But after Mishameis, I'm going down a couple lines, those who are still inside with me, Mishameis Rabban Gamliel, Yared choli li'olam, v'yulamedim Torah miyushav. They'd sit down when learning. But really, b'ikr, you should be standing when learning. You should be standing when Kriyas HaTorah takes place as well. And the Gemara ends up saying, if it's something that's hard versus something that's easy, easier things, you could stand up. When it's hard, you have to sit down, think a little bit. It's a melus. So we see, however, there's an inyan to stand up for Limud HaTorah and for Kriyas HaTorah. So how come the practice of many shuls is that not everybody stands up for Kriyas HaTorah? So you take a look at number six. He says, the Shulchan Aruch writes in Simen Kuf Mem Vav, the Mechaber writes, Ein tzarech la'amod me'umad be'eis shekar b'Torah. That one does not need to stand up during Kriyas HaTorah. I need to add to the end, v'yesh machmir, and they're those who are machmir, v'omdim, they're those who are machmir, to stand when during be'eis Kriyas HaTorah. So what's the machlokas here? So firstly, the Mishnah Berurah writes that even those who have the practice to sit down, it's b'shas amiris baruchu, v'anias baruch Hashem v'varuch l'ilam v'ed, l'chuli alma tzrich l'amun. Everybody agrees that you should stand up at least for those parts. Stand up, and then you can sit down afterwards. Others just do a little like bob, that's permitted as well. But there's an inyan to stand up for the baruchu, there's some level of kedusha, but for the remaining part, according to the first day in the Mishnah Berurah, one need not stand for Kriyas HaTorah. Mishnah Berurah doesn't explain anything more than that. But then there are those who are machmirin and standing. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Pri Chadash and the Gra said the Iker is Kisvar Rishona, which is that one should sit down during Kriyas HaTorah. V'chei Nagu, the Mishnah Berurah says, that's our practice. So the widely accepted practice, according to the Gra and the Pri Chadash and the Chavetz Chaim, was to sit down. And the Bach adds as well that one should sit down. But Sfirlu, the Roy Lahadir Lamo, this isn't to show kavod. If you want to do Mehadir the Mitzvah, you could stand up as well. Why should you stand up? Because Kishishema Meha Kriya, when you hear the Kriya, it's Ki'ilu Kibla Osa Shah Mihar Sinai. It's a reenactment. There are many halachas we learn from Kabbalah Satorah that we apply to Kriya Satorah, and therefore one should stand up like we did at Kabbalah Satorah. That's the Inyan. But in the end of the day, they point out, based on Pisod, there's an inyan that Arizal would dafka sit down. So it doesn't explain why. There's like another stira. Al pi halacha, the Gemara says you should stand up. It's Kabbalah Satara. But based on Kabbalah, the halacha is that one should taka sit down because it's an inyan, they don't explain why. But there's some inyan al pi the Arizal that one should be sitting down during Kriya Satara.
Does that mean that you sit down for everything, including your Yashir and Aseret
Dibros? Let's discuss that. Very good. So there is a big discussion. So however a person practices, in essence, is fine. Standing, sitting, it's all true. They bring down, before I get to your question, the Kaf HaChaim brings down that one should not stand. Svardim, sit, is that across the board? But he says, they bring from the poskim, those who want to be machmir, to stand up, there's no question of Yehura, it's not considered Bali Gaiva. There's Yesh for Yesh, but Api Kabbalah, again, one should sit down, which goes against our Gemara.
What about Mincha?
Mincha.
Any different? I don't stand.
He does stand. So I never asked him. I was curious about that as well. They don't discuss Mincha, so I'm not sure. He also, during the week, I believe he stands up also during Kriyas HaTorah. I assume the reason why, I assumed, because if he stands up for all of the Kriyas HaTorah on the Shabbos day, then everyone else would feel compelled to, and it's a matriarch for everyone. And why, if you don't want to be machmir, but during Mincha and during the weekday, it's not a big deal for everyone to stand up. That's how I assumed. But based on this, I'll pick a ball of this Indian to sit down. So I'm not sure about Mincha.
Why are you asking him why he stands every day? He stands for Sugya Zimri.
I can send you his number if you want.
Sugya Zimri stands every day.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I once told this to Shmuel Brun, he said he never noticed that. Uh-huh. He grew up with him, so no why.
Right.
Rabbi, is there any problem with kind of standing all the time, that whatever you do? Because I lost 39 years of my life not doing anything, so now I'm kind of waking up and standing at every single thing.
Yeah.
Is there any issue with any of those?
No, what we're talking about, standing and sitting, nothing here is going to prevent you from getting the mitzvah. You're going to get the mitzvah of davening and whatever mitzvah, whether you sit, whether you stand, whether you lie down, whether you're on your head, it's all fine. So if a person has better kavanah in such a way, that is more important than these other inyanim. So you're fine.
Okay, and along the same line, like in the business world now, it's more common to kind of run meetings around the standing tables, because standing is considered to be much more healthy than sitting. Mm-hmm. So if we start kind of start learning Torah and standing around a higher tables, would that be any issue with that?
I thought the reason why they do that in the business world is because to make the meetings go shorter. People can only stand for a short period of time, so only 45 minutes before people get tired. So I don't know. But people, certainly, if one wants to stand and have high tables, if one could handle it, but... Okay, so now to address the questions about standing up for different parts of Kriyas HaTorah, Aseres HaDibros, Shiras HaYam, and whatnot, the Rambam has a famous tshuva where he was very against standing up for Aseres HaDibros, and the reason being is because the Gemara in Brachos says that once upon a time, we would say Aseres HaDibros during tefillah, and the different apikorsim, the minim, would say, oh, that's the most important thing of the Torah. Everything else is really very secondary, and it's not worthless. So therefore, we abolished the saying Aseres HaDibros, but Sibor, during the davening. Now, many have the practice. I'm among them. I say Aseres HaDibros by myself, which is allowed, just not Bitsibor. But here, Bitsibor, to stand up Aseres HaDibros, to show that this is more important than anything else, that goes against this Gemara. So therefore, he says, one should be Mevatel, such a practice not to recite Aseres HaDibros standing up in the tzibur. The Chida, however, says it's not the case. It's very different. Because the fact that the only question was in the Gemara Brachos was all they were saying was Aseres HaDibros, nothing else. Every single week we read a Parsha Shavua. We're reading Bereishis, Noach, and so on. So we show we are machshiv the entire Torah. Yeah, we're standing up and sitting down parts, but it's not showing we're belittling the other parts of the Torah. We accept all of it. the practice the Gemara is talking about, all they said was Aseret Dibros every single day. That's all. The same thing every single day. But Parsha Shavua, each week it's a new Parsha, so he felt that there is no problem at all standing up for Aseret HaDibros. The Rav Moshe writes this as well in Orach Chaim Chelek Dalad, Simen Chabez, he also says that there's no problem at all to stand up because we stand up for other parts of the Torah, Shias Hayam, the end of a Sefer, Chazak Chazak V'Nis Chazek. There are other times we stand up, so that shows us it's not Aseret HaDibros, it's the only thing that's being held up high, and therefore it's entirely acceptable to stand up according to most opinions. I went to Hashir many years ago from Rav Sachs. He had a very nice chiddush. I'm trying to put it together a little bit. But he had said that we're not standing up for the Kriyas HaTorah, but the fact that these areas where we stand up, there's always a different trup. Aseret HaDibros, it could be Tam Tachton and Tam Elyon. Tam Tachton, which means that you lay in the psukim broken up by psukim. I don't have a psukim, it could be 20 psukim, 30 psukim that are there. Tam Elyon is broken up by Aseret HaDibros. So let's say Shabbos is 5 psukim, we read it all as one long pasuk. And Lo Sirtach, all the other ones, which is really one pasuk, we break them up as separate dibros. That's Tam Elyon. So it's a different trup. Shir Sayam has a different trup. We have the special sing-song trup. And Chazak Chazak, we also have a different trup, but we end it. So the Rav Sachs explained, these are all the areas. It's no coincidence that we stand up dafka for the areas where the trup is different, showing it somehow it's not really Kriyas HaTorah, it's something different that we're standing up for, and therefore he explained, you have to listen to a Shia, I don't remember where I found this, but that's how he explained that it's not, it's something different, it's not Kriyas HaTorah, it's something different that we're standing up for, and does not pose any threat to the rest of the Sefer Torah. Okay, let's now move on to number 7, standing up for Chazaras HaShatz. So Chazaras HaShatz, in number 7 here, the Shulchan Aruch tells us that when the chazan's repeating Shemin Esrei, Hakal Yeshlem Lishtok, the tzibur should be quiet. Ulechavin lebrachos, they should pay attention to the brachos. Shemavar chazan la'anos amen, answer amen. V'mein tisha mechavin lebrachosav, if 9 are not paying attention to the bracha, karov liyos birchosav levatala. It's very close to the brachos being considered a bracha levatala. So each person should pretend as if he's the 9th guy. You know, the 10th guy is the chazan. He's the 9th guy paying attention. That's what the practice is. And then the Rama adds, Yeshomer, those who say, Shekol ha'am yamdu kishechozer hashleach tzibur tfila. People should stand up when reciting, when hearing that, paying attention to Chazar Sashat. So that's the din brought down in the Rama. The Svardim, I think, are making on this also. Svardim, sit down.
Yeah, Benishchai says to stand.
Yeah, they say?
Well, yeah, you have to stand.
Okay, so it's not brought down in Shulchan Aruch, but the Ramah brings this down. So what's the reason one should stand up? So if you take a look, you don't have it inside of, in front of you, but the Mishabur explains, the Indian is as follows. Tamam, the reason is, Kevin Shemechavnin v'shomim mishliach tzibur, we're paying attention, we're hearing the brachos. V'shomeh ka'ona, we know there's a lach shomeh ka'ona, when you hear something, it's as if you're actually reciting it. So therefore, ki'ilu mispalan ba'atman damya. It's as if you are davening yourself. This is based, Rav Soloveitchik used this as a reason that many people who are Talmidim Rav Soloveitchik will stand with their feet together as well, as if they're actually davening Shemir Esrei based on this mishabrua. Ki'ilu mispalan ba'atman damya. V'chein haya minag mekadmon. This has been the practice from earlier generations to daven in such a way, to pay attention to Chazar Sashatz, standing up. However, the mishabrua does lament, nowadays, unfortunately, everyone does whatever they want. There are those who sit and just talk, and that's a terrible thing, of course. So, but the best practice, of course, is to stand up and pay attention to each word.
Rabbi, what does that mean? What's, it's either or not. What does it mean? It's
right.
Almost a
right. It's a very fair question. You know, the Indian of, he's saying a bracha, not levatala. It's, I'm not really sure quite how to say it. It's a good question. We'll leave it like that. Yeah, it's a good question.
Question's always better than the answer.
Yeah, sometimes. There's one thing I wanted to add here. One second. I can't find this. Okay, so anyway, that's the Indian of standing up for Chazaras HaShatz versus sitting down. Let's move on to one last piece here, and that's number 8 here, standing and sitting versus Kiddush. And this Tur of Soloveitchik had a famous shiur and story about standing and sitting for Kiddush. So take a look inside. The Shulchan Aruch writes, Mekadesh ala kos mala yayin shelo yipagum. A person should say Kiddush on a full cup of wine, a full becher, the ton, komashaton, kosher birchas amazon, all the dinim of a benching cup, you should have the same for a Kiddush cup. The omer vayachulu mu'umar. You should say vayachulu standing up. What's the reason why we stand, say vayachulu standing up? Everyone knows why. Why is it? It's edus, right? The pasuk Gemara tells us vayachulu is an edus. You're testifying Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world, so edus must be done standing up. So we say vayachulu standing up. V'acharkach afterwards, omer bor piragafen, v'acharkach kiddush. Then the Rama adds, v'yochol lamod b'shas ha-kiddush, you could stand up for kiddush as well, meaning for the second half, for the bracha of Friday night kiddush. However, yoser tov leishav, it's better to sit down. And then he says, v'nogin leishav, there are those who actually stand, sit for the whole time. Af b'shash omer v'yochulu, some sit as well. For the whole time they sit down. Rak kishimaschilin omdim ktas l'chavad Hashem. But when they start standing up a little bit, and they go right into Vayechulu. Why do they stand up right in the beginning? Ki maschilin yom hashish Vayechulu Hashemayim, which are Rashi Tevos of Yud Kei Vav Kei. So we see that there really are three practices what one should do for Kiddush. Either you stand up for everything, because Vayechulu is standing up, Eidah, so you stand up for the whole thing. Others say you should sit for the whole thing. Why should you sit? Because when it comes to being Kaveh Suda, you're sitting down, you sit down having a bracha. Mishabura says when you're being motzi other people as well, you have to all be bekriya sitting down together. So there's an inyan to sit. And then the Rama has what seems to be the preferable approach is to stand up for vayechulu, which is edus, and to sit down for the second half, which is about eating a meal. So Rav Soloveitchik once gave this famous shiur about this whole discussion, standing and sitting, and he said the best practice should be standing up for vayechulu and then sitting down for the bracha. So what happened? The next week, it was like an in Shabbos. He was in the yeshiva for Shabbos, and he was making Kiddush Friday night, and he stood for the whole time. And they all came up to him and said, Rebbe, you just taught us last week that you're supposed to sit for the second half, but you sit for the whole thing. He says, you're right, I taught you that. But minhag avoseinu biyadeinu, my father stood up for the whole thing, and his father stood up for the whole thing, so we stand up for everything as well. So this was just a proof of just sometimes halachas are a certain way, but minhagim, sometimes they're going to go against that halacha, as long as it's not a blatant steer of it, as long as there's a shita, there certainly was a shita, to stand for the entire kiddush, and therefore it makes sense. But what everyone agrees to is that when it comes to drinking the cup, you're supposed to sit down for drinking. So my father, he thinks I went against his minhag. Because I stand up for the whole kiddush. When I drink, I sit down. He said, ah, the Rav Soloveitchik story, you're not supposed to sit. I don't sit. He said, no, I stand for the whole kiddush. I just sit when I'm drinking. So, but he always says it anyways.
Why do you have to sit?
What?
Why do you have to sit when you drink?
Because when a person drinks, and you mean koveh suda, you're supposed to sit down when you're drinking. So that's it's brought down. That's everyone agrees the halacha. You should definitely, you have to.
But why would you, what's as far to be sitting? Because the chart's a mitzvah, right? You should be standing.
Yeah, but it's a mitzvah that's involving achila.
Right.
When it comes to achila and kviyas suda, right. So you're supposed to sit down.
Is there any difference between Friday night and Shabbos morning as far as standing and sitting?
Yeah, there's no edus Friday night. I'm Shabbos morning, there's no edus, so the idea is to sit down. But people have different customs as well, so if you have a certain custom to stand, it's not the end of the day.
So I see Rabbi, everybody makes Kiddush downstairs for the oil.
There's no chair.
What?
There's no chair.
He stands and he sits to drink.
To drink. If everyone agrees to drink, to
right.
Sit.
So I'm not saying when he makes
He could sit, you're saying. There's a chair there. He could, if he wanted, he could sit. Yeah. So different minhagim for that as well. But there is no edus when it comes to Shabbos morning. It's just a nice psukim we like to say. But the whole, we call it Kiddush Rabbah, the Gemara says. It's Kiddush Rabbah, it's a euphemism. It's a very short Kiddush. It's just the Brach of Agafen. We had some fancy psukim beforehand, not fancy. We had psukim beforehand just to make it nice. And Al Kain, Vishamru, Vizachar, whatever you want to say. But you don't really have to. Yeah, that's what you're saying. But it comes to an Indian of eating and drinking, so then when it comes to halacha, you're supposed to eat and drink when you sit down. All the mitzvahs we stand up for, right. But eating and drinking is an Indian we want to sit down like a mensch, and we sit down at the table to eat and to drink. Just to bring it back, and we'll finish off with this, when it comes to Sfiras Omer, this special Indian we said of Sfiras Omer, dafka to stand up. Why is this the source of standing up? So the Zohar goes through this, goes through the different Sfiras. And the basic way it works is, I'm not going to explain all of this, but, it starts from Chesed and Gvura and so on, and ends with Malchus. Now, Pi Kabbalah, Malchus is considered the Nekevah. She's considered the female. But all the six before, and Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes, Netzach, Hod, and Yesod, those are all the male. So the Zohar explains, females are always sitting down. It's always the lower part. And the males are always on top. They're always considered higher, standing up. So for example, there's a halacha when it comes to, it brought down the Ramah, which chal to cut Friday night versus Shabbos day. So Ramah says, Friday night we cut the bottom challah, because bottom is always in the keva, and nighttime is in the keva, laila. And the daytime, where it's yom, which is zachor, which is male, we cut the top challah, that's the shaila, that's the psak. It becomes interesting because yantiv is different. Yantiv, we always cut the top challah, even at nighttime. But what about if, let's say, like this year, Shabbos, yantiv come together, it's Friday night, yantiv. So Friday night says to cut the bottom challah. But yantiv tells you to cut the top challah, so this is a discussion Rav Yashiv talks about. But we, either way, we see females are sitting and males are standing. So says the Zohar. Zohar writes that since Svira, we're trying to build up to get to Malchus. We're trying to stand up to build. It's all about Zachar. It's six Sviras building up the Zachar. He therefore says that's why there's in to do an Amida, to stand up, because it's B'lashon Zachar. And that's why women are putter from Svir, because it's an in and of males, of this in and of Amida. And in terms of just Hashkafa, it's because we're trying to build up and stand up to Kabbalah Satorah, which we stood up at Shavuos. Therefore, there's an in and to stand up and to create, rebuild each individual. So should we all be zocha to have this amida and this growth, this inspiration of getting to Kabbalah Satara.